Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hey there, Patriots fans, and thanks for watching Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and I'm hanging out with Bob Soucy after a 33-16 Patriots win. Bob, what did you take away from today's game?
Well, good start for the Pats. They score on their first possession, and it's Tom Brady to Rob Gronkowski, both of whom, of course, for different reasons, missed practice on Friday. So a great sign early on. Brady got off to a very good start in this game, 10 for 12 at one point, and Gronk with that touchdown for the Patriots, with Brady on his way to another 35-touchdown season, the fourth for him, which ties Peyton Manning's NFL record. Thereafter, the defense gets the score. A lot of pressure early on against Marcus Mariota and later Zach Mettenberger. And Chandler Jones with a strip sack and an Akeem Hicks fumble recovery for a score. Deja vu against Tennessee because in his first NFL game, Chandler Jones sacked Jake Locker. A fumble resulted in a Dante Hightower touchdown back in 2012. So a strong start for this team. Thereafter, late in the second quarter, offense sputtered a bit. They had to rely a lot on Steven Gostkowski to put points on the board, but they did what they had to do despite sustaining more injuries. They came in with the number one seed in hand. They leave still in the driver's seat in the AFC.
Akeem Hicks has really come out of his shell in the last couple of games. How impressed are you by him and his performance?
Very impressed. Kind of off the radar for a while with the Pats, but the last couple of weeks he's really asserted himself and been a very important factor defensively, just as Akeem Ayers was last year for the Pats.
All right, something that we have to talk about again this week are injuries. The Patriots just cannot seem to catch a break, and we're getting to the part of the season where everyone needs to be healthy. What do they do from this point forward to make sure they're at their peak when it comes to playoffs?
Well, Miranda, that's why the bye is so important, especially this year in the playoffs, and why they've got to maintain the top spot. And with some help later on today as we record this, they will lock up a bye in the first round. And again, they go into the final 2 weeks of the regular season still in position to craft their own destiny. You can only dress 46 on game day.
Right.
And they have guys in important roles who are banged up right now. Danny Amendola, Dante Hightower went down, seemingly each with an injury related to their original injuries. Amendola's left knee, Hightower's left knee. So you cross your fingers, hope those guys can come back sooner rather than later. But it's still imperative for this team to continue to play the people they have to play to win these next 2 weeks, because you want that bye in the playoffs.
All right, well, we're going to let them rest up, and we're going to enjoy some holiday fun until we head to the Jets next week. So, Bob, I'll see you there.
All right, Miranda, happy holidays.
Thank you. You as well, and happy holidays to everyone else out there. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.